Complicité welcome you to this production of Drive Your Plough Over the Bones of the Dead. What will follow are introductory notes to accompany the audio-described performance, written and delivered by Hear the Picture. With a cast of 10, the ensemble play all of the characters as well as the animals, including deer, magpies, a boar and a fox. One actor plays the protagonist, Janina. She tells her own story. Here are the actors to introduce themselves, after which I'll introduce you to the characters they'll be playing.
Hello, I'm Amanda. I'm a white woman in my late 50s. I'm 5'6". I have light brown hair, sort of curly and cut in a short bob, and green eyes, and I'm she/her.
Amanda, as Janina, wears a colourful patterned headscarf tied at one side round her head. She wears a checked shirt over a white vest, loose purple tracksuit bottoms, a vintage tracksuit jacket and battered sneakers.
My name is Cesar Sarachu. I'm 64 years old. I am born in the Basque Country in Spain. I have brown hair and brown eyes. I'm 182 centimeters long.
Cesar's tall, wiry frame has an awkward yet careful precision of movement as oddball. Janina's neighbour. Grey hair receding back from his long face, bright eyes twinkling behind thick rectangular spectacles. He begins, clothed in square patterned pyjamas and a knitted Fair Isle sleeveless cardigan, until he finally gets dressed into comfortable brown joggers and a rather oversized mustard short-sleeved shirt, all usually covered by his bright quilted anorak.
I'm Tim. I'm 60 years old. I'm white. I have brown curly hair. I have brown eyes. I'm male.
Tim plays Janina's other neighbour, Bigfoot, a slob with greying hair which hangs thin and lank around his face in a rancid stained vest and Y-fronts. Later, he will become a Catholic priest, privately named Father Russell by Janina, in traditional cassock and black beretta, the sort of clerical hat that looks like a fancy box of chocolates. Tim is also a gentleman with a poodle, in a double-breasted brown suit, jolly pocket handkerchief and black trilby featuring a large buckle on the front. The poodle at the end of the lead, invisible, animated in our own imaginations.
Hello, my name is Kieran Kabali Dwyer. My pronouns are he, him. I'm 25 years old, mixed race of Algerian and Jamaican descent. I am 6 foot tall, I have short afro hair and brown eyes.
Kieran plays a young police officer, wearing thick rubber boots with felt uppers for walking through thick snow, and a long black waxy overcoat for which reason Janina names him Black Coat. A police department baseball cap covers his head. Later Kieran will play Innard, his voice distorted and deep, bulked up in layers of camouflaged hunting gear, night vision goggles, a rifle and cartridge shoulder belt across his chest. Sunshades hide his eyes.
My name is Hannes. I'm 70 years old. I'm male. I have silver grey hair. I'm a little bald. And I'm Austrian.
Johannes, as the entomologist Borosh, a heavy yet soft-footed man, secure in his own skin. He wears blue jeans, a checked shirt, a sand-coloured multi-pocketed gilet, and weary old walking boots. A bearded face, with small spectacles perched on his nose, and not until he turns to the side do we discover his tiny grey ponytail.
Hello, my name is Tamsin. I'm 5'3", I'm white, she/her, long blonde, dark blonde hair, and grey, green, blue eyes.
Tamsin plays the writer. As if covered in ash, she's completely grey. A neat short bob of ash grey hair, round silver glasses, plain grey knee-length dress, grey leggings and low-heeled court shoes, distinguished by a pale orthopaedic neck brace. Janina's name for her, appropriately, the Grey Lady. to become the councilman, Tamsin dons a leather jacket, moustache and wig.
Hi, I'm Thomas Arnold. I'm 6'2". I'm white. I'm he, him. I have silver hair and dark brown eyes.
Thomas plays the police commandant, a barrel-bellied man, accustomed to giving orders and being obeyed, in a thick military overcoat and peaked officer's hat. His other role, the president. He's a suited man in varying degrees of beige and brown, shirt, tie, brogues, his grey hair side-parted and slicked with a moustache.
Hi, my name's Alexander Uzoka. My pronouns are he, him. I'm 6'1". I've got a slim fit build. I am mixed race, white and black African. I've got short curly hair, fairly tight curls. I've got brown eyes.
Alexander's dizzy as administrator for the police is suited. Smart, crisp white shirt and tie, polished shoes. Dizzy's personality more expressed by his winter parka jacket and tatty rucksack. An eternal student carrying batteries of coloured pens, post-it notepads and books wherever he goes. His movements steered by his forehead, the weight of thoughts and ideas his driving force.
Hello, my name is Veronika Maria. I come from Poland, so I'm Polish. My pronoun is she, her. My height is 5.9, I would say. I'm quite tall, I must say. Some people compare me to a giraffe or like a slim, very tall tree. What else? I am white. My eyes are brown and my hair are like kind of shoulder length blonde hair.
Veronica plays good news with a grace of movement. Her appearance, angelic grunge. A dark velvet coat covers her sleeveless white flowing dress dipped at the hem in black and cinched at the waist with a studded belt. On her feet, chunky Doc Marten boots to cover her head, an aquamarine wig.
Hi there, my name's Sophie Steer. My pronouns are she, her. My height is 5'9". I'm slight. My skin colour is white. I have brown, mid-length hair and blue eyes.
Sophie wears blue tracksuit bottoms, white stripes down the sides. She plays Susan, a council official, in suit jacket, shirt and tie. The redhead, Innard's wife in his 4x4, and the president's wife, conservatively buttoned up in a black and white geometric pattern dress, white tights and court shoes. Her statement, white fur coat and hairstyle, unique to a bygone age, curled and set, a confusing style combination. The ensemble dress in casual, comfortable clothes as a foreboding chorus out of which they become all the characters in Janina's story. The chorus synchronise when wearing identical black puffer jackets. They create various scenes through the use of minimal props and their own bodies. Teacups appear, books float into becoming a bookshelf, or flap to become birds, and their bodies holding clothes on hangers become a rail in Good News' vintage clothes shop. The stage, a microphone on a stand with two yellow post-it notes stuck onto it, is placed centrally at the edge of the stage. A light-coloured plastic chair a few feet behind. A white plastic carrier bag often sits at the foot of the microphone stand. 10 mismatched wooden chairs and one stool are placed in a line across the back of the stage. The only other furniture will be a small table. This dark and deep stage will transform with the use of lighting and projections. Spots and strobes pick out characters and events. Monochromatic projections depict cages and fences, the hunting pulpits, which are grotesque, four-legged wooden structures, a cabin with embrasures on top. Blake quotes appear in large letters. The projections become fluid when displaying moving weather maps. Contours show a bumpy world, the undulating curved lines of weather fronts. satellite pictures with moving planets and a spinning astrological chart. The back wall screen lifts as we move the story into different locations. Revealed is a panelled wall with a door. The panels seem transparent, suggesting council office windows with Venetian blinds or the other side of a fence. The wall gives the perspective of more depth. Whatever is going on behind the wall is visible. People dancing at a party, the school teacher in a classroom, Father Russell in church. This wall can also transform into a huge mirror, reflecting back the image of the audience.